Now, a new Catholic bishop for our region was officially installed this week. Bishop Peter Collins was ordained at St John at the Baptist Cathedral in Norwich on Wednesday and is now the fifth bishop of East Anglia following the retirement of Bishop Alan Hopes. He takes up the post after previously serving as a priest in the Archdiocese of Cardiff. Matthew Gudgeon met Bishop Peter at a rehearsal before the service.
It's a great pleasure to warmly welcome all of you to the Cathedral of St John the Baptist this morning for the celebration of Holy Mass, during which Peter Collins will be ordained bishop and installed as the fifth bishop of the Diocese of East Anglia.
For me, of course, it's a profoundly spiritual pilgrimage I'm undertaking toward the altar and then onward taking my place on the cathedra upon the sanctuary as Bishop of East Anglia. I am humbled by this calling, by this journey that I've been on. And as I approach the day of my ordination, my heart is full of a little nervousness, but also deep joy and trusting in the Lord's grace, a grace that will be outpoured upon me through that episcopal ordination that awaits.
There'll be a cardinal and dozens of fellow bishops there in the congregation and lots of other Catholics from around the region as well. It's going to be quite a celebration as well as a solemn service as well.
Indeed, each parish of our diocese is represented not only through the priests and deacons and religious, but many lay folk will be here. And they will be joined indeed by people from my former diocese in Cardiff and friends from across the country. Indeed. So I look forward to seeing many faces, new and old. Many will be with me, including my family, who have nurtured me throughout my life. But I look forward to meeting those many members of our diocese and the wider community of this great region that I'm joining, getting to know the place, getting to know the people. So much to learn, but I'm eager to do so.
A large choir will be in place and musicians as well. And I've seen the order of service and there's some lovely music there. Did you have any hand in the selections?
They did pass it by me. I was very happy with the selections made. So I made no alteration, I'm happy to say. Such was their good taste. So I'm looking forward to indeed some splendid music being performed within a glorious celebration in a wonderful setting.
Francis, Bishop, servant of the servants of God, to our beloved son, Peter William Collins, of the clergy of the Archdiocese of Cardiff, currently parish priest of the parish of St. Mary of the Angels and the Holy Family, appointed Bishop of East Anglia.
It is 2 months since your appointment was confirmed by the Vatican, the decision of Pope Francis. What's it been like in that intervening 8 weeks?
Well, it's been quite overwhelming from that first call, even before the announcement. 2 weeks before the public announcement, I was called to the nunciature to be asked whether I would accept the appointment, which I obviously did, after a little thought and prayer. And these past weeks now have been full of many undertakings. I've had to go to Rome. I've undertaken a personal retreat at Dowie Abbey in Berkshire and been attending to many details in consultation with Bishop Alan, of course, here in the diocese, and with so many others. It's been a very full time, but as I look back, it has gone now quickly.
What have Catholics in the East been telling you in the run-up to this ordination?
Well, I've had nothing but a very warm reception, for which I am immensely grateful. So many messages have come in, and by personal contact too. People have been full of joy and welcome, and I am so grateful for that.
In the work of the Holy Spirit, in this great gift of the Eucharist, let us now proceed with the episcopal ordination of Peter Collins to serve here in East Anglia in the joy of God's Holy Spirit. Amen.
Quite often religious leaders do cross the line and talk about matters that involve everyday life. Is that your sort of style? How can we expect your time as bishop to proceed?
The Gospel of Jesus Christ impacts upon the human condition in all its circumstances. One shouldn't interpret that as if I am going to enter the political domain and offer opinions in a political sense. But I am called to serve the common good, and that applies to the wide community, not just those entrusted directly to my spiritual care. So I hope I can play a part in the public arena. Faith is not merely a private concern. It is something that is to be lived out in the great space of public life, community life. And I hope I can play a part in bringing hope to bear on the lives of all my brothers and sisters here in this part of the world.
Not as many valleys in this region as in Wales. So the differences, I suppose, will be stark, won't they? But maybe it's a challenge to find those differences and embrace them.
Absolutely. I've explored most parts of England. I'm afraid that this part of England is the part I know least, but I am so looking forward to exploring every nook and cranny. It is indeed flat in parts, but I'm delighted to discover that there are more undulations here than many would indicate. So I'm looking forward to exploring each of our counties and all the gems that are awaiting me.
And that is the new Catholic Bishop of East Anglia, Bishop Peter Collins, talking there to Matthew Gudgeon. And you can hear Bishop Peter's Christmas message after 8:30 this morning.